Right now, owning your own car is the norm. If that continues as people begin to buy self-driving cars, streets will still be congested. Masses of private, driverless cars could just kill time and cruise around till they're needed. Justin Holmes is public policy director for vehicle sharing company Zipcar.
As they enter some of the densest parts of a downtown core, will those vehicles be fully occupied, or will they be, you know, in a sense, zombie vehicles that are circling our streets waiting for their personal owners to be picked up?
The alternative is to have people share self-driving cars, says Holmes. Brooks Rainwater is director of the Center for City Solutions. He says policymakers must create laws and regulations to ensure that a zombie car future is less likely.
And instead make the future that we all want to see, which is kind of denser downtowns with more people on the street.
Holmes and Rainwater were speaking at the annual summit of the National League of Cities in Pittsburgh. In a 2015 report, the organization found that just 6% of cities were creating long-term transit plans that accounted for self-driving cars. Margaret J. Krause, Keystone Crossroads.